There's a Little League president who was caught spending fundraising money that his Little Leaguers raised. He spent it on the unthinkable.
Sure, person.
Devastated by the news. It's a shame that the penalty can't be like when they used to stone criminals with rocks and they can't just have the kids line up and throw baseballs at them. What they've lost, they're not going to be able to recoup.
It feels like a slap in the face. The entire community. This is not the richest community.
Spent it on strippers.
Well, there's expenses to running any organization.
Spent it on the strippers. He spent it, I believe there was alcohol that he spent it on, and he gambled most of it away.
They call that a slush fund where you just like take the money and you just do shady stuff with it. You're not supposed to. It's a.
Maybe.
I think there's. Anyway, it's not good.
Not good. Not good at all. Yeah.
I could see it though, but go ahead.
He spent nearly $65,000.
Oh, what a time of his life.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
And making it rain.
I forgot to tell you, he also spent it on ED pills. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, you got to have
all
the
fun. I was like, there's one more in there than he did. I know. Yeah.
What you should do is take the $65,000 that was raised for the baseball team, put it on red at the casino. If it wins, you have the $65,000 there and then $65,000 for the strippers.
Mm-hmm,
and then, but the losing part.
The losing part. That's the other side of it.
Move.
Then you're like, I'd lost the money.
$65,000 that the Little Leaguers raised on casinos, strip clubs, and erectile dysfunction drugs.
That's good.
All of the money, by the way, when you are the kids, you're raising it for your teams.
Right.
They're not a penny of it that is going to the
Who
president.
Who raises $65,000 for a baseball team?
Well, he was the president of this Little League.
Like organization.
That's a lot of money, but I can imagine there's probably a lot of teams involved.
I mean, it's different than football because football is way more expensive, but I know at where my kids go to school, they would raise like $100,000
to
get like new helmets. And
really? Mm-hmm.
That's just for one team.
$100,000?
Football is extremely expensive. You're getting all new stuff. Extreme and field maintenance and all the stuff is super expensive.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Ordering like 70 new helmets. The helmets are $100 a piece.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What happens when he spent the $65,000 when the teams were like, okay, we need helmets now.
Yeah, we need jerseys.
Well, we don't have the money. How do you explain that?
All the jerseys have like a lot of glitter on it. He's like, I don't know.
Talk about stress. You know how sometimes when you drink it too much and you get really drunk and the next day you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
I wonder what that type of anxiety is.
Uh-oh.
I would never want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy who we just heard said, it's a shame that we can't just line up the kids and have them throw baseballs at them.
Yeah, right.
Because what else can you do?
I know. You know you ain't got the money.
Mm-mm.
And then,
So
that is messed up.
It's a bad day.